Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. And today I'm joined by Lauren Mallon, and she is the Director of Marketing for Tennis for FILA. And Lauren, thanks for joining me today. It was nice to connect with you a few weeks back during the U.S. Open. You guys had a reception with several of your premier athletes, Karolina Pliskova, Marin Cilic, Ash Barty, Diego Schwartzman, and many more were at that event. I could just see the look in your and Jennifer Estabrook's eyes in particular, just glowingly realizing the level of athlete that is with FILA right now. How proud must you guys be of that contingency of athletes that is representing your brand right now?
Oh, Andy, we are so, so proud, incredibly proud. Karolina just won her 11th title. Marin reached the finals in Australia. Ash and Taneo have been really dominating the doubles rankings. And Diego has reached a career high of number 11. And then we can't forget Mackenzie McDonald had an amazing run at Wimbledon. I mean, just to name a few. You know, our athletes are such a continuation of such a rich history we have. You know, FILA was founded in 1911. I don't think that many people know that, by the FILA family in the foothills of the Italian Alps in Biella, Italy. And, you know, we've had such a number of great champions through the years wearing the brand, like Bjorn Borg and Kim Clijsters and so many more.
Well, it was so nice to be able to come and see the athletes wearing the clothing and the shoes and to be able to chat with the likes of Marty Mulligan, your global marketing director, and Ro Gilbert, who's your design director. The event in New York gave me a chance to also see the Women's Heritage and Men's Legends collections on display. And also, gosh, those shoes. Tell me about the Axelis Energized. Your athletes seem to really love them. And what makes them so special?
Yeah, we actually are getting such wonderful feedback from our athletes. They love them. And we introduced the special Axelis Energized Limited Edition Pro 1 at that event in New York, which was the same shoe that our athletes wore on display at the Open. And those limited edition designs were created to match the Women's Heritage and the Men's Legends collections that they wore on court at the U.S. Open. So the women's collections were navy with white stars and a red outsole, and the men's was gray and green, sort of replicating that stripe that you saw on John Isner and Marin Cilic's shirts that they wore on court. So when we had introduced the Axelis Energize earlier in the year, and it really has been one of FILA's best performing tennis shoes to date. It's really light and it's agile while still offering that really important durability and also stability. It's also an exceedingly comfortable shoe. The athletes love it, but so do our recreational tennis players. It was interesting. So Marin at the party said, you know, the Axelis one is one of the best shoes I've ever had. It has great comfort and quality, and it's lasting a long time. And, you know, just the pounding that the players are putting on the, you know, on the courts, you know, day in, day out. He had said it's, you know, he's had some of the best successes of his career in the Axelis Energize. So we're thrilled about that. And we're going to be introducing a lot of new colors and designs in 19.
Well, you guys do a great job of coming up with some pretty eye-popping designs, but at the same time, as being very, you know, sort of fashion-forward tennis attire, you guys maintain a very classic, traditional look. But then on the other side of it, you're also, you know, seeing some changes in what is needed from these athletes from a performance perspective. So it looks like you guys are going to painstaking lengths to blend a classic tennis style that stays current with a high performance component to it as well. Has that been a difficult balancing act for you guys?
You know, we're really inspired by those classic FILA designs. In Biella, Italy, we have a museum and archive where, you know, our design teams go back and they take inspiration from the looks that we have in our archive from, you know, as early as 1973 when we had our first tennis line introduced to the public. You know, but also, you know, our design team aims to sort of reinvent many of those styles by putting a modern twist on some of our most successful and iconic designs. But technology has really driven a shift in performance tennis gear. In addition to looking great, you know, apparel and footwear need to be comfortable, breathable, and lightweight. You know, we create products with this in mind, with athlete performance and comfort is always at the forefront of our design process and development.
One of the things that I think is neat is that Fila sponsors several tournaments throughout the year. I was very struck with what I was seeing at Indian Wells. And in fact, I could not help but buy the Diego Schwartzman yellow shirt. I had to have that in my collection. In fact, that night I wore that shirt and was able to get my photo taken with Diego and kind of said, listen, if I saw you here and didn't get my picture taken with you, my wife would never let me live that one down. How do all of these tournaments that you guys are sponsoring sort of fit into your portfolio?
You know, we're really extremely proud to sponsor so many tournaments. In addition to sponsoring the BNP Paribas Open, we also sponsor the Rogers Cup and Coupe Roger in Canada, the Western and Southern Open, the Dell Technologies Hall of Fame Open, the Rio Open, the Brazil Open, the event in Stuttgart. Our team in Japan will be at the men's ATP stop in Tokyo in a couple weeks. So, you know, it's there are a number of events that we sponsor around the world. So in many, many cases, it gives us a chance to have a retail presence at the tournament. It gives us a chance to interact with the tennis fans who come through the event and an opportunity to sell some of the on-court styles that you see the players wearing.
My guest today on a very special edition of KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden, is one of the hardest working women in tennis apparel in the world. And she is Lauren Mallon, the director of tennis marketing for Fila. And I want to thank Matt Van Tynen for connecting us. Speaking of one of the hardest working guys, as one of the media relations directors in our sport, he was able to connect us. And, you know, we talked a little bit, Lauren, about Diego Schwartzman a minute ago. And I see that Fila has dipped their toes further into the international pool by partnering with the Argentine Tennis Association. Saw some cool kits on court for Davis Cup a few weeks back. And I've got to believe that the relationship with Diego has a little bit to do with that relationship.
You know, we really pride ourselves in having a strong international presence. You know, furthering into that South American market is a valuable partnership for the brand. We also sponsor so many Argentinian athletes, including Diego. So this partnership with the Argentine Tennis Federation is a really natural one. So we'll be the official apparel and footwear provider for the Argentine Davis Cup and Fed Cup teams. And we also provide support to the association's junior and development program. So I'm going to tease a little bit. You can't wait to see the looks that that we have in store for the Argentine Davis Cup and Fed Cup teams for 2019. Really, really exciting product.
You've certainly got a wide array of international athletes that are proudly modeling. It's, in fact, you know, I showed some pictures to some people and they're like, Dusan Lajovic, tennis player or model? I was getting that question a lot from people that didn't know better. But I said, well, actually, I think it's starting to evolve into both when I saw him in person.
And, you know, we're really, really fortunate that we have sponsored some wonderful athletes, but they're really, really great people as well.
Definitely. And, I mean, you guys are such a worldwide brand, Lauren. Is Fila involved with any other international tennis programs of note?
Yeah, we actually are the official apparel and footwear supplier for Tennis Canada.
Ah.
So we create a line of, you know, high performance uniforms for the Tennis Canada team. So their Davis Cup Fed Cup, ITF seniors down to junior Davis Cup Fed Cup teams, and also work with them to create a license collection featuring the Tennis Canada brand. So they're wonderful partners of ours as well.
Well, you guys are doing such a great job to bring eyeballs to the sport of tennis with your color schemes and all of your fashion strategies. And now that the performance of the shoes is matching up with the fashion statement, you guys are just really doing incredibly well. And I think tennis pros like myself really appreciate it when our job is made easier by people like yourself. So thank you so much for joining me today, and thanks so much for doing such a fabulous job. And I say that to all of the folks involved with Fila and the designers. It's been really fun to work with you guys and to see what you're putting out.
Oh, thank you so much, Andy. We love what we do, and we also love this wonderful sport of ours. So thank you for having me on today.
This has been Lauren Mallon joining me on KickServeRadio.com. She's with Fila, and we'll look forward to seeing what they have. It was a great year in 2018. Looking forward to more great things in 2019.